It's no secret that we have a problem with housing in this country. No surprise that the average American doesn't understand the complicated financial structures that support the housing market.
But you don't need to understand actuarial tables to get what's going on. Home ownership has increased dramatically over the past century. After World War II, there were fewer than 100,000 housing starts a year.
That's when Washington got into the housing business with government-backed loans.
Now, the government has its hand in 90% of all home mortgages.
This is our house.
Good for homeowners, bad for the economy.
But if the government backs out of the business, will anyone pick up the slack?
Homes, the American dream, and trillions of dollars in mortgage securities. It's The Takeaway.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 17th. I am Celeste Headley, and with me again is Lynn Scherer, who's sitting in for John Hockenberry this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Celeste. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. More than 50 people are dead in Baghdad and over 100 are injured after a suicide bomber attacked a busy army recruitment center today. A large crowd was waiting in line to apply for work when the explosion happened. The attack comes just weeks before U.S. combat troops begin to pull out of Iraq.
We're joined now live by Stephen Farrell, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Stephen joins us from Baghdad, where he reported from the scene of the suicide bombing. And Stephen, as I understand, we don't have a claim of responsibility yet.
Not that I've seen, but I've only just got back from the scene, so I'm not aware of one yet.
And the numbers that we gave, 50 people dead and more than 100 injured, that's accurate?
Soldiers I spoke to at the scene said they pulled at least 40 bodies away from the scene themselves. Their uniforms were a lot of blood on them. The Ministry of Interior official there is telling us 45 dead, 129 wounded. These things can go up during the day. They can be revised, sometimes slightly down. It's difficult to know just yet, but we seem to be talking about dozens.
Are people in Baghdad and in Iraq seeing this as escalating violence, or continuing of the same violence they've seen for the past few years?
Baghdad has not been free of this sort of attack. Every couple of months, every few months, there would be a spectacular, as they call them. Nobody has ever denied here that the insurgents, the attackers, can get through sometimes. I think what everyone was expecting was that in Ramadan, and certainly in the build-up to the American military's self-imposed deadline of August 31st to get troops down to 50,000, that we would see more of this.
Okay, Stephen Farrell is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. He joined us from Baghdad.
It is day 20 of Pakistan's floods, and the World Bank is lending Pakistan $900 million. The money will help Pakistan recover from the record-breaking floods. Charities working in some of the worst affected areas are struggling to get enough aid to flood victims. Bill Berger works for USAID.
We do need additional resources from the international community. Every day, there are more and more people displaced.
The United Nations is stepping up its efforts to get international donors to help. So far, they have fallen short of the $460 million they want to collect.
And here at home, gay wedding plans in California are on hold. A federal appeals court says there will be no same-sex marriages there until it's clear if the weddings are legal. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up right now. The Dow starts at 10,302. The S&P at 1079. The Nasdaq's going to open up at 2181.
The possibility of a new Islamic center near Ground Zero has erupted a political firestorm. Later in the hour, we speak with Middle East expert Graham Fuller, whose new book, A World Without Islam, wonders, what would a world look like if Islam didn't exist?
But first, we're going to have a discussion about home ownership. Is it part of the American dream, and is it still something that we should be striving for in the United States? Do you think home ownership is worth it? Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.